We're tracking Hurricane Dorian, which is expected to become a Category 4 storm this weekend as it nears the eastern coast of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis declared a state of emergency earlier this week, and today he told members of the press to expect evacuation orders for some areas very soon.
You will see evacuations. I'm confident of that. But to just willy-nilly, you know, we're not going to be telling every county, tell everybody to leave, because that may create some problems as well.
Georgia officials have also declared a state of emergency in at least 12 counties in the southeastern part of that state. For more, we're joined now by Brendan Byrne, reporter for WMFE in Orlando. Brendan, it's good to have you. What's the latest that you know about where the storm is heading?
Well, it's still uncertain. This has been a very unpredictable storm. But right now we're looking at landfall in kind of the middle of the state, just north of West Palm Beach on Tuesday. But the spaghetti models, as some have seen on television, still haven't really come to a consensus as to where landfall is. So right now all of the state is kind of in the crosshairs of the storm.
How are your local weather forecasters? How are they handling this? Are they serious? Are they okay and laid back? That tells you so much about how seriously you should take the storm.
It does. Florida meteorologists and forecasters are good at remaining calm and making sure people are prepped, but also have the right information. One of our little memes here in Central Florida is a local weatherman named Tom Terry. And we kind of look to his levels of undress to find out how it is. So right now his blazer is off, but his sleeves are not rolled up. So once his sleeves are rolled up, then you know Tom Terry means business and you need to start getting a little concerned.
All right. Keep watching that. Stay safe. Wherever it hits, there'll be high winds, heavy rain. How is Central Florida going to handle that? How have you seen that being handled in the past?
Well, right now, folks on the coast here are starting to board up and thinking about the high winds off the coast and also flooding. Flooding is a big concern for us here. So in Central Florida, we have sandbag distributions. We're getting reports this morning that there are very long lines for these sandbags. You know, flooding is always something we need to worry about with all of our lakes and canals. And also the storm surge on the coast. Also, folks are stocking up because we know that it's not just the storm's impact, but what happens after the storm. And the way this one is tracking, he's moving very slow, and it looks like it's going to be a wind and rain event that's going to knock power out. And as Floridians, we're used to not having power for weeks at a time. So folks are, you know, fueling up their generators, you know, getting all of their non-perishable foods and water. There's been a mad rush for water as well.
Well, the governor, Florida governor, did say there will be evacuation orders. This is critical because those routes out of the areas of danger, they can get jammed up. What's your experience of seeing people leaving in an orderly fashion?
Right. So it seems like Governor DeSantis is kind of holding off on ordering these evacuations just because of the uncertainty of the track. But when the evacuations are in order, there is a lot of coordination between the Department of Transportation. So they'll open up both sides of a highway. So a northbound and southbound highway turns into an all northbound highway. Mm-hmm. They'll suspend toll roads. So you can use our multitude of toll roads here in Florida as well. And a lot of the hotels in the state are offering discounted rates for folks that would need to get out of the area, and they're laxing some of their pet policy so that people can bring their animals with them as well.
Brendan, obviously a holiday weekend. How is that impacting preps?
Well, so what we've heard from some of the hotel folks is that there have been a lot of cancellations at hotels, but also there's been people filling them up with trying to get off of the coast and come more inland as well. I think the extra day off is going to help folks having Monday off, although it looked like we were going to have an impact earlier in the week. So I think, you know, being able to have some of those hotels open up is going to really help folks that are trying to get out of the areas that are going to be impacted.
Sounds like you're going to be in good hands, in the hands of Tom Terry, your local weather forecaster. Watch out for when those sleeves get rolled up and stay safe. Brendan Byrne, reporter for WMFE in Orlando. Thanks, Brendan.
My pleasure. Thank you.